In this special build edition of the AI show, join us to hear from Panos Periorelis, Principal Program Manager for Azure Cognitive Services. Panos will show us how we can use ready-to-go samples to get the most out of our call center audio content. Make sure you tune in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this very special version of Build 2020. My name is Panos Periorelis, and I'm a principal PM in the Speech Group. I want to talk to you today about the latest and greatest in call center transcription analytics, and I want to share with you some demos. So let's get going and enjoy.
The topic of this recording is call center transcription analytics. In terms of agenda, we're going to show you how to onboard onto speech services and get insights from phone calls very, very quickly. We're going to demonstrate two end-to-end solutions that tackle the telephony part, which I know it always poses an obstacle. And we're going to show how actual conversations can land on Azure and get analyzed. We're going to finish off with a short discussion on typical use cases you can put into pilots or production using the technologies that we're presenting in this video. Before we go into our demos, let me draw your attention to some of the new things that we have coming for speech. There is a fuller announcement of things, of new things at the live session, but in this session, I want to draw your attention to some call center specific features. The first one is the fact that we have a new REST API. So the new REST API, V3 as we call it, will give you the ability to do bulk transcriptions. So you will be able to transcribe all your files within a container. We know this is important for some of the call center customers, especially the ones that use the service in an offline mode. There is also the possibility to swap models behind existing endpoints. This is also a requirement that we understood from you throughout the year. You want to be able to create new custom models and then swap them behind an existing deployed endpoint. Now, with V3, we allow you to do this, so you don't have to create a new deployment every time you create a new custom model anymore. There's new stuff related to language. Again, we understood the requirement that you want to be able to, let's say, dump your files for transcription in storage without necessarily indicating the language. We can actually do this with the language ID feature, and there is more on that in the live session. And finally, for all your customization needs, you really need to go to speech.microsoft.com to see the improvements we have made on our Speech Studio. So the final thing I'm going to tell you before we go to the demos is that we have also been updating our models with telephony data. So the base models now are trained, a lot of the base models are trained with telephony data, which means for our call center customers that they can get much more accurate transcriptions straight out of the box without having to do adaptation. I want to emphasize that the customization or adaptation, as we call it, is paramount in the majority of the cases, but we also know that there are some customers that may not be able to adapt a model immediately. So we do offer the option of high accuracy in terms of transcription with out-of-the-box base models, as we call them. And with that, let's now do the demos.
So in this initial demo, we will show you how a phone call conversation is analyzed using cognitive services. Henry, if you please.
Yes. Okay, so I'm dialing.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hey, I'd like to file an insurance claim.
Of course, can I have your name and address, please? And this is how a typical call would go. Let's see now how this short recording is analyzed on Azure.
So the recording of the phone call conversation I just had with Henry landed in a storage account. And as soon as the file landed, it triggered a transcription and consequently an analytics process. There is various files being produced, which I'm going to come to in a minute. First of all, I want to play this file back to you so that you can verify this is the actual file.
Hello, how can I help you? Hey, I'd like to file an insurance claim. Of course, can I have your name and address, please?
So the first thing that comes back after the file lands on Azure Storage is a file we call receipt. And that actually contains some basic analysis of the file, of the recording itself, basically the audio length, the number of channels, the approximate cost of transcription, and its locale. And after a while, the transcript, the JSON form of the transcript is returned. There is two files here, each corresponding to the channels that were actually recorded. So this is a transcript of my colleague's channel. You can see here what he said, and you can look at the richness of the rest of the transcript as well. Before we analyze this a bit further, I want to do a second call, a bit more, which is a bit more complex, and it includes a handover, and then I will show you some more analytics that we do. So let's do the second call.
So in this second demo, we're going to show how an escalation is handled. My colleague will phone up a bot, and the bot will transfer the number to a human agent. So take it away, Henry.
Yes.
Who's on call?
Panos Periorelis is on call at the moment.
Please forward me.
Forwarding you to be on call.
My phone rings. Hello, how can I help you?
Hi. So I'm using Azure Speech for my application and I have a few questions for you.
Sure, please go ahead. And this would be another type of phone call that we would be able to handle through the solutions that we're demonstrating today. Now, let's see what happened to both of these calls on our platform.
The second file has now made it into our storage account. And again, the same process has taken place. We have a receipts file created for it. I'm not going to show you the content, you know it already, but you can see it, it's here. And eventually you get the JSON file with it as well. The JSON file is mapped onto a relational schema that is stored in a SQL database. And the SQL database is used to source our analytics. So I'm using text analytics and some custom analytics that I created, and I'm visualizing those using Power BI. And this is what I'm presenting to you. The analytics themselves that I have created are really examples that's just to show you what you can actually do and how you can actually customize the analytics for actual conversations. I'm showing you here the sentiment of the call recordings overall. I'm also showing you the talk to silence ratio, and I have a couple of other things from text analytics like a word cloud that I'm capturing here. As I said, once again, the point that I'm making is not about the analytics that I created, but more about what you can do when you customize an application like this. So what we have shown so far is how you can actually create an end-to-end application that goes through telephony onto Azure and have Azure AI applied to it along with production of powerful reports like the Power BI report that I'm showing you here. I guess by this stage you're wondering how do we put all this together. So I'm going to pass it over to my colleague Henry, and he's going to show you how we use ARM templates to actually create these solutions, these end-to-end solutions, and put them into production very, very quickly. So, Henry, take it over.
Okay. So now let's have a look at the ARM template that can be used in order to set up the whole infrastructure for calls that we showed you earlier in this video. ARM or Azure Resource Manager templates are portable configuration files that can be used to set up all of your resources in Azure automatically for you. If you want to have a closer look at ARM templates, I would recommend you to have a look at the documentation that can be found under this link here. So if you would like to have a look at our ARM templates, you would right now have to go through one of our solution architects, but we also plan to make them publicly available at a later stage. So let's continue with our templates. So first I'm clicking on Build Your Own Template, and then I'm loading the ARM template that we've created earlier for you. Click on Save. And now you can see that there are multiple different parameters that you can use in order to customize your solution. So first, we have the storage account name here. This storage account will be used to save all of the audio files of the call after the call in order to do some further analytics on them. Then, of course, we need to set up a number that the user has to call in order to be connected to the bot or in order to be connected to the agent. If we have a transfer, we need to put in a target number for the transfer in here, and some more parameters, like for instance, if we connect the bot, the URI and the secret of the bot. For the speech recognition, we can put in the parameters here and also select the custom endpoint for the recognition if we want to. And last but not least, the username, the password for the virtual machine where everything is set up on if we want to connect to that. So after we filled out all of these parameters, we can click on agree and purchase, and then the whole infrastructure will be set up for you in the background. So in the previous video, we showed you that the audio files of your call will be pushed to a storage account, and from there they can be analyzed further. So now we're going to set up an ARM template in order to automatically transcribe and analyze these audio files on the storage account. So again, we click on Build Your Own Template in the editor. We're loading our ARM template. And as you can see, there are multiple parameters again that we can use to customize this. So first, of course, we need to put in the name of the storage account where the audio files are stored, our speech services subscription key and the region. And if we want to use a custom acoustic or language model for the speech recognition, we can put it in here as well. But there are some more parameters that we can set up. For instance, profanity filtering, or if we want to use text analytics, we can use sentiment analysis as well. Another feature is that we can store all of our transcriptions to a SQL database if we want to use something like Power BI to analyze or to visualize them further. So after we set up all of these values, we can click on Agree and Purchase. And then all of the audio files that arrive on the storage account will be transcribed automatically as soon as this is set up. So now let's have a look at the resources that are created by our ARM templates. First of all, we can see that here are two functions in there. And these functions are responsible for getting the audio file from the storage container and creating the transcript of it, but not only the transcript, but in addition also the word level, timestamps, or the sentiment score. Then we have a few more resources in here that are related to our virtual machine, and also a key vault to store, for instance, the bot URI or the bot secret, and the speech services subscription key and things like that. Then we can see that here's also a SQL database. All of the information from the transcription, like word level timestamps, will be stored in here. And from there, you can connect to it via Power BI in order to get some analytics on top of it. And then we have our storage account in here, and this storage account will store all of the audio files and transcriptions and everything. And last but not least, our virtual machine is also here. Now, let's move on to our audio codes resources. And audio codes functions as a bridge between Azure and telephony in our case. We can see in here that we have two virtual machines which are connected to the same virtual network, and they can process approximately a dozen parallel calls, but of course we can spin up more virtual machines to support more parallel calls in here. Then all of our calls will be recorded, and therefore we use AudioCodes SmartTab and then send them to a storage account where we can then analyze them further.
Thank you, Henry. Let me also show a picture that shows architecturally how both of the demos were set up. The numbers were set up using an online contact center, and during the call, the Zipstream reached the voice.ai gateway that is set up on their own subscription on Azure, and the gateway is capable of contacting the various cognitive services for the analysis that we did, be it text-to-speech, you know, for the voice phones, or speech-to-text, or bot framework. And this is how the whole thing was actually set up. Now that you have seen the demos and how we put them together, let's go back and discuss why these technologies are beneficial for call centers. In particular, what are the strategic benefits of implementing call center automation solutions? So first of all, you can reduce customer friction. Transcriptions, text analytics, and cognitive services will help you understand what are the issues your customers are facing and how you can help them resolve them. We can lower costs. Reading and processing a customer request through a transcript takes a lot less time than listening to a call recording. Some of my customers are reporting up to 30 to 40% reductions in processing costs when they deal with customer requests. In addition, having a transcript and having insights can help you understand your customers' behavior better, the patterns of using your services and products, comments surrounding those, and you can use transcripts and analytics to identify those and strategize better for the future. Even for internally facing use cases, you can use transcripts to evaluate your agent's performance and make them more productive. So let's go a step deeper and look at some very specific use cases that are popular within the call center. First off, corporate compliance. Transcripts and analytics can help you quickly assess whether your agents perform within the compliance guidelines when talking to your customers. You can also assess your agent's productivity through specific KPIs, measure the cost of having specific customer issues resolved, and the overall impact of your agents on call completion. You can use a transcript and reevaluate your customer conduct and make dialogues between your customers and your agents more impactful. Finally, you can monitor sentiment by using text analytics or even product sentiment of your services whenever they've been mentioned. We have been speaking with a lot of customers throughout the year. We know what the blockers are when building these solutions, and this is the exact purpose of these solution samples that we showed here in this recording. We want to unblock you to get to insights as quickly as possible, using transcripts, using text analytics, or the rest of the cognitive services platform. We will continue delivering cutting-edge technology and differentiating features for call center businesses. And if you want to use any of these solutions here today or parts of them, simply speak with your Microsoft solution architects and your Microsoft account managers. At this point, I would like to acknowledge some of my colleagues that helped us put these demos together. Thank you.
So that was it. I hope you enjoyed what you saw, you enjoyed the demos. I always look forward to your feedback, and in the meantime, stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you very much.